Welcome to episode 317 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore the world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and Donna. Long walks on white sandy beaches, beautiful sunsets, and candlelight dinners for two. Just a few of the things our minds conjure up when we think about romantic rendezvous. What could be a more perfect setting for a getaway with that special someone than a luxury all-inclusive resort in Cancun? Just a few short weeks ago, our own Elizabeth was celebrating her anniversary at Secrets Playa Mujeres, and she has graciously offered to tell us about it. Well, the resort, that is. This is still a family show. Guys, everything else will just have to remain a secret. So let's get started.
All right. So we've been married for 21 years. So, you know, pretty tame.
Not a whole lot of secrets.
Yeah, but, you know.
In bed by 9 o'clock.
Well, that could mean a lot of things.
We're talking about this like 8:30.
Yeah. There was one night it might have been 7:30. I'm not going to lie. I was tired.
Actually sounds like a nice trip.
Yes, it was quite. Yeah, so you know, I have a little fitness ring that tells me how well I sleep, and I slept really well on that trip. So very comfortable, very, very comfortable. I mean, I was, yeah, it was really nice to just be able to just drool on the pillow and be happy. So
before we get to the nitty-gritty of the resort itself, you know, we are in COVID times. Can you talk a little bit, just give us an update on what it's like going to Cancun right now, and you know, if there's anything extra we need to be aware of?
Yep, so we are recording just before Thanksgiving, so our disclaimer that things could change tomorrow. So by the time this airs in a couple of weeks, things may have changed, but right now there's no COVID test required to go to Mexico. They do take your temperature in theory in the airport before you leave. I didn't notice that happening, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. And then they do take your temperature when you arrive. And generally that is, you could see it happening, but you had to know what you were looking at, because there are these guys in, like, not full hazmat, but in, you know, protective clothing, face mask, all that. And they're standing next to this machine that looks a little bit like a radar gun that's actually taking your temperature. So very non-intrusive. I did have to, the only thing I noticed that was different, and I don't think this has been true for everyone, I might have just gotten unlucky, was the evening that I arrived, everybody had to put their bags through the x-ray machine. Normally it's a, you know, if you push the button and if it's green, you get to go on through. And if it's red, you have to go through more of a search. So that was a little different from the last time I went, which was like a year and a half ago. I felt a little bit out of practice. The airport doesn't have, a lot of marking. I don't remember there were any markings around the baggage claim area or anything, but people were sort of aware of staying apart, and you did have to wear a mask in the airport, although it was not heavily enforced. Especially, I noticed that on the way back, I think people had gotten used to not wearing their masks while they were on property, and then the airport, people were kind of sloppy with it. And it is hot. I mean, you know, there's no denying that, but again, it's not that difficult to do. The shuttles were not socially distanced. I booked a shared shuttle thinking maybe it wouldn't be full because of social distancing, but that is not the case. I was crammed in it was a full shuttle. We all had our masks on again in the shuttle. So, you know, again, when you can't social distance, you're supposed to wear a mask. So I did sort of lean away from, you know, because I actually arrived by myself, which is the perfect way to start a romantic vacation. My husband came in the next day. It was just the way our schedules went. So I was completely by myself. And I will say, spend the money on the private transfer, because I did not. I cheaped out on that. And I thought Playa Mujeres is like, it's 30 minutes from the airport. That's not a big deal. So a shared transfer won't be a big deal. But it just so happened that when I came in, there's no guarantee of who they'll share your transfer with. So we actually had to go through the hotel zone, which, if you know the geography of that area, that it took me an hour and a half to get to the resort. And I was the second stop, because the first stop was the Crystal Hotel in the Cancun hotel zone. So yeah, it took a while. But Mexico, the resorts are open. I mean, they do have, what's the word I'm looking for? Capacity set lower. I think it's at 35-40% now. All the staff are wearing masks, but once you're on property, you're not, nobody ever really asked us to wear a mask. There are places, there are signs, especially when you go in somewhere, like when you go into the coffee shop, it says masks are recommended, but nobody enforced that. So for us, we're very cautious people, we sort of had to read the room before we went anywhere and decide what we wanted to do. All the restaurants there had indoor and outdoor seating. Indoor seating requires men to have long pants. Chris didn't even pack any long pants, so that we pretty much were guaranteed to sit outside, so which is what we wanted. So,
wait, really? That long pants was a requirement?
To sit inside the restaurant, yeah, and with the air conditioning, yeah. That's actually my rule of thumb is just throw a pair of long pants in the bag. You may not need it, but you probably will at an all-inclusive, especially a luxury. They do have, it's not a strict dress code, but there is a dress code. Also, make sure you have shoes that aren't sandals, because that's the other thing that people will get turned away for. But it was nice because we were able, I mean, if you could pretty much wear anything if you wanted to sit outside, and that's where we wanted to sit. So, yeah.
So my husband's favorite new shoes... He got at Disney in October, Crocs. And they're his
the Crocs
that have the child on them. And I'm just picturing him trying to argue that those are appropriate because he wears them all the time.
I mean, they're closed toed, so he might get away with it. I did not.
I mean, you're not technically sandals. They're sandals.
I cannot speak from experience as to whether or not somebody got kicked out of a restaurant because of Crocs. So I can't tell you for sure. But I mean, they are closed toed, so maybe.
So you mentioned that. It's not the way to start a vacation, but I would imagine for an introvert, you having a whole day to decompress before you started your relaxing romantic trip was exactly the way for you to go.
I was not complaining. And it was right after. So, you know, all of us were in Miami for a conference and I was very involved in that conference. So I had a lot of people time, way more people time than I've had like all year long because of COVID. Yeah. So although I love you guys, but it was necessary to sort of decompress. And I got to the resort. I mean, I flew out of Miami. We did the tour of Miami, of Little Havana. So I flew out around 6:30. So I got to Cancun around 8:30, and I mentioned the hour and a half. I actually landed at 8, took half an hour for me to get matched with my transfer, and then an hour and a half to the resort. So I arrived at the resort at 10, which means I got checked in super fast. There were no crowds, which was great. I had the whole lobby to myself, but the restaurants closed at 11, so I had to order room service pronto, went straight to bed, and then, yeah, the next day I just worked. And it was nice because my husband was flying, so I could sort of keep up with him, and I could work without feeling guilty that I was working during our vacation, so it was quite nice. Yeah, not gonna lie.
That's a good tip about the transfers, because even though you're 35 minutes from the airport, it could take you a lot longer.
Yeah.
And it's usually not,
especially if you're down in like Riviera Maya too.
Right. And that's what I thought. It's like, I'm not going an hour away, because for an hour transfer, I always do private. But here I was thinking, well, first of all, with COVID, maybe they won't fill the van. So that was the first assumption that was wrong. And then the second one was that they would only take you, because there's only about 5 resorts in the Playa Mujeres compound there. And so I figured they'd just limit it to people going to Playa Mujeres, since the hotel zone is, it's on the way, but it's out of the way. It's north of the airport, as is Playa Mujeres, but unfortunately, it's also quite far east. So, yeah, they really took us out of the way. And going through the hotel zone, Coco Bongo was hopping. The bars were hopping. There were people everywhere. So it was slow going, too. It was like cruising the strip. I mean, it wasn't full. I've certainly seen Cancun busier than this, but that party area, which I should have never even seen it on this trip. It was thumping, which was eye-opening to me. I was like, okay, I'm going to make sure I stay in my, yeah, yeah. I mean, I couldn't see into the club, so I don't know how crowded it was inside, but there were definitely people out on this.
The fact that it was open, yeah. It's kind of, you know, well,
That's something to be said about. I mean, the reality, the times that we are traveling in right now, or living in and traveling in, the, how nice it is to have that resort bubble.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To have that safety of a resort. That's
and I think that's the key precautions. Thing about, yeah, that's the key thing about traveling right now, is you have to understand your own comfort level, and you have to be ready to understand that not everybody is going to share that comfort level. And so that's, you know, there was a volleyball game in the pool one day of like 40 people. I think they all knew each other. They were there for a wedding, but still 40 people. And so we just sort of skirted as wide around that area as we could. But, you know, the idea of playing volleyball right now, as much fun as it would be, just seems like a really bad idea, especially that many people. And so they were having a ball, but yeah, my brain is like super spreader. But again, that's their thing. And I don't know, they may hang out with each other all the time. They may all live in one big house in New Jersey somewhere, and they see each other.
They've all gotten tested.
Yeah,
they may all have tested twice before they came.
They've already had it, maybe. I mean, I really have no idea. So I'm not judging at all. And I'm here to say I had plenty of opportunity to stay wide away from any crowd. I mean, it wasn't, even though there were clumps of people, I never had to go through them to get somewhere else. I could always go around them without going way out of my way.
How big is this resort?
Oh, I did not do my homework and look up the room numbers. I'm so sorry. It's,
how big did it feel?
So this, I would say it's a medium-sized resort, but it also shares with the Dreams next door. So this is the only one right now. I think by the time we air this, there will be another Dreams Secrets share in the Dominican Republic. They're converting a now over to a Dreams, and so soon there'll be another one. The thing about that is Secrets is adult only, Dreams is family friendly. So the people at Secrets can go over to Dreams, but adults over at Dreams can come over to Secrets, but you'll see much more sharing going toward the Dreams side than over to the Secrets side. And there was no, as far as I could tell, control over those numbers. So, you know, like Disney right now is not allowing park hopping until January 1st in order to control the number. The entire Dreams adult population could have come over to Secrets, as far as I can tell. There's nothing that says, hey, too many people are over here right now. It didn't happen, but I never felt that it happened. It is possible some of those, that wedding, I think there was a wedding of about 100 people, just I counted the tables real quick. But I think some of them were actually staying over at Dreams. I think some of them were families.
So. That's amazing to me that there would be a wedding that big. Okay, so let's back up from the COVID stuff. Day two, your husband arrives. Mm-hmm. And so what kind of stuff did you guys do at the resort?
We sat around a lot. And honestly, we were only there for 3 days. So we read books. We talked. Like, we did things. Because that's one thing about 2020 is we've been home together a lot, so we've seen a lot of each other, but that doesn't mean we've actually talked to each other. We're both working from home, and so it was really, I don't know that I've ever needed to reconnect with somebody as much as I did this year, just because we're in a different mode right now. Like, life is in a different mode. So we found a bali bed or lounge chairs, and we did, in the morning we would sit somewhere, then we would go eat lunch, and we'd go sit somewhere else in the afternoon, and I, you know, paddled around in the pool a little bit with my Kindle. We had cocktails several. So eating, sleeping, and talking were really the focus. But they have board games, they had trivia, they had a volleyball game in the pool if you wanted. They were doing water aerobics, but they did that socially distanced, so he had everybody like spread out in the pool. I would have felt very comfortable doing it had I wanted to actually exercise, which I did not, for the record. We enjoyed the preferred club lounge for cocktails before dinner. It really was sort of, it was as close to normal life, you know, it felt like a vacation should feel. We carried our masks with us, so if we went in someplace or if we had to walk by people, we could put them on. But for the most part, we weren't wearing them. You know, we were definitely 6 feet away from other people almost all the time.
So do you have to make reservations there? Lindsay, I'm sorry,
I was going to ask about, so did you see any other activities going on? Did you see like water sports? Were there catamarans?
All the water sports were available. We did go down to the beach, but we didn't go all the way down to the water. But neither Chris or I are really beach people. But at Secrets Playa Mujeres, they actually have, for the preferred club, there are these bali beds on the beach, sort of in a prime location, completely complimentary, but only for preferred club. So we availed ourselves of one of of those, you know, shade, and the sand is gorgeous. I mean, that area, Mexico has a reputation for the beaches being, I mean, there's Cabo doesn't really have any swimmable beaches. Yeah. And there's a lot of erosion further down, like below the Cancun zone, the Riviera Maya, and the erosion was really bad. They just had a tropical storm come through, and there's a ledge at one of the, at Royalton, that was like 7 feet tall, like, I mean, huge ledge. So we did not see that at all. We had beautiful blue waters, and yeah, gorgeous.
Did you stick your feet in the water at least, or walk?
Yeah, it was a little chilly. Yeah, it was a little chilly.
It wasn't, the beach wasn't rocky in the water when you're walking, right?
No, beautiful sand. That area, Playa Mujeres and Isla Mujeres, and even the hotel zone, those beaches are really nice and sort of what you want from your tropical vacation. Really, I mean, really pretty blue water. And we even commented, being in Miami right before that, the tropical storm had just come through. So all the Miami ocean water was all green and, you know, choppy and stirred up. That was not the case down in Mexico at all, where I was. Yeah.
So was the spa open and running as usual as well?
It was. I don't think it was as usual. And we actually, Chris and I made a really strange decision and opted not to use the spa on this trip. It wasn't, it was actually a financial decision more than anything else. We just, you know, because of 2020, we're just not in a position, you know, this trip, I will say I'm using vouchers from trips that were already paid for. So we just decided to forego it. We were only there a few days. They do have a thermal, like a hydrotherapy area, and everyone in the Preferred Club can use it once for free. We did not actually use it. Again, we weren't, you have to make an appointment for that so that you're there by yourself and you don't have other people there. But we just honestly were so lazy that we just opted not to do it purely. And that's not something, I mean, you guys know me, I will use the spa at the drop of a hat. And we just opted not to do it this time. But appointments, you know, you could get massages. There were, they pretty much were doing everything, you know, every service that I would expect a spa to do. I don't know if their menu had been cut at all, but I will say it did seem like there weren't as many appointments. I think that they, you know, I didn't get to tour since I was really there on vacation, but I'm assuming that they were limiting the capacity in the spa. Yep.
So I want to go back to the food.
Okay.
Because I am always curious. I know some restaurants or some of these AIs, you can't make reservations. Some you have to have reservations. Sometimes they limit how many times you can eat in a certain place. So what was it like at Secrets?
No reservations. And I do believe I overheard some of the larger groups saying that they had reservations. So I do think that when you have like 12 people or whatever, they'll take a reservation. I was really surprised at the number of tables. Like there were 8 tops and 6 tops, and there weren't just a few. So it seems to me that this resort must really draw groups of, you know, maybe groups of couples, but, you know, usually like at a Sandals resort, you'll see tons of tables for 2 and maybe a couple of tables for 4. But this was, it was a wide variety of 2, 4, 6, and 8 tops. So, and none of the restaurants are super huge, but definitely could accommodate parties of any size. For a couples resort, you know, for a resort that's geared toward couples, that struck me as odd. But
that's not something you see.
Yeah. But I will say we saw a lot of people eating together. There seemed to be a lot of, you know, maybe mom and dad traveling with adult children and their significant others. We saw a lot of that. So, and I do think wedding groups are very popular. And in those cases, you know, those folks will want to eat together. So, the way that they, with the capacity control, there were 3 main restaurants that were sort of finer dining, and then 2, 3 that are more casual. One is normally a buffet, but right now it's table service. And then one is like a steakhouse and one is a seafood place. Those are all in the front of the resort and closer to the beach and the pool. But then there's this other building between the lobby and the beach and the pool and the rooms that is 3 of the restaurants and the spa and 2 gift shops. And the 3 restaurants are the French, the Italian, and the Pan-Asian restaurants that are there. And any given night, 2 of those were open and 1 was closed. So, you know, you had to really think about where you were going to eat. You know, if you really wanted to eat at the Italian restaurant, it would be pretty important for you to, you know, check to see when it was going to be open. We were there 3 nights, so we could have tried all three of those restaurants, but like I said, there were six restaurants, so we also tried one of the casual ones. So we did the Pan Asian and the French. The food was excellent. I mean, it was really, really good. And that, I was really holding my breath because our last two experiences with all-inclusives, Chris was very, very, if you listen back to some of our previous episodes, very displeased with the food.
Wait, I have to ask, was he still on the keto diet?
Not this time. I think. Yeah, that does.
Okay. Yeah. I really think that had everything to do with it.
Yeah. Well, I will say he still tried to eat fairly healthy. I mean, he's not on a strict keto diet, but I think he still, you know, takes it to heart. And we didn't have desserts on this trip, really. We were full from dinner. At the French restaurant, we each had two appetizers. You know, we did that cruise ship thing. It's like, bring me one of everything. So, so we ate really, really well. But the food was really tasty. We had sushi. It was delicious. We really felt like the food was spot on. And you know, we expect good food in Mexico anyway. But with COVID, I just wasn't sure, like, how much access do they have to, you know. It was not the best cut of steak I've ever had in my life, but I wouldn't expect that at an all-inclusive ever. It wasn't bad.
So
it was well prepared.
So I will ask, not to take you away from the food, because that leads to alcohol and that's my favorite subject, but I have to go back to like the atmosphere of this resort. So would you say overall it was extremely romantic? Like, what was the vibe of this particular resort?
No, it was pretty laid back. I think there romance was there, but like, it wasn't. They don't have little snuggle couches or little cozy corners. I think it's more for the social couple. And I don't mean like the hedonism social couple. I mean the couple that wants to meet other couples. And again, there were so many groups. I've seen those secrets.
Mm-hmm. I've seen those secrets commercials. I know you said you guys don't get them, but we've got them here and they're going to secret to make a secret. So
it didn't, I mean, there was nothing heart shaped at all. And they never put rose petals on our bed or drew a bath or, I mean, we didn't have a butler either. There's no butler service here, but there is a jacuzzi tub in the bathroom, and there's also a jacuzzi tub on every balcony. And I will say the balconies are designed for some privacy. It depends on where you are. So you do want to talk to your travel advisor about it, because there are some where one building is just looking right out into the other balcony, so they're not private at all. But we had an ocean view balcony, and that building, unless somebody was looking straight up at you from the ground, like from the beach, because they're solid walls on the side. So you didn't go out and see your neighbor and go, hey. You would have to literally lean way around in order to see each other. So
they didn't have like curtains like they do at Sandals?
Nope. Okay. Nope.
Then why would they put the jacuzzi out on the balcony?
Well, some people don't care about these things, but and you can wear your bathing suit into it. It was really huge. It was definitely built for two. So as far as, you know, romance goes, there were touches in the room. It was our anniversary, so they brought us champagne to start the trip. And you know, I don't think they didn't mention our anniversary at any of their restaurants, even on our actual anniversary, I don't think. So they didn't do any sort of, you know, happy anniversary written on the plate in chocolate or anything like that. But it was nice. It was a casual romance. It wasn't an in-your-face romance. Does that help?
That's something your travel agent could have arranged for you to have.
Oh, I did. Well, you know, when I do my own trips, I actually note things very casually to see what they do so that I know how much work I have to do if somebody wants to make a big deal out of it, right?
So you know if they're gonna do anything at all.
Funny story, and I know we have a lot to talk about, but when I checked in, I mentioned I checked in by myself at 10 o'clock at night, right? So this guy's checking me in and he's looking at my record, and I'm sure he saw wedding anniversary, and then he's got this lady sitting in front of him alone, right?
Oh my God.
So he said, you know, well, you're in our preferred club, and so he's explaining some of the preferred club amenities. He said, there's a bottle of champagne in your room so that you can enjoy your evening, and then I don't know, right before I walked away, I said, oh, by the way, my husband's coming in tomorrow night, and I want to know how to check him in, you know, just do I come up here? He was like, oh yes, it's your anniversary, and you could sort of see the relief on his face, but
anywhere you
yeah that I was that we didn't just have a huge divorce like and I came on my vacation dissolved. Anyway and you know that that's probably happened, so I think it was really nice to see how diplomatically he handled that. It was really lovely because I started thinking that maybe that's what he was thinking and he didn't know what to do, and I'm sure that as soon as I'd gotten in the golf cart, had I not mentioned my husband was coming in, he would have been like, go tear the happy anniversary banner off of that door right now. You know? So, but fortunately, so I will say that's excellent service. Like he sort of
moved the champagne.
He found the way to, you know, he basically said the champagne is for you. And then once I said my husband's coming, he's like, oh yes, the champagne is to celebrate your anniversary. So you could see that he like had no idea what to do. Yeah, it was, yeah. So.
Well, that's good. That's good. Shows that he was thinking on his feet. Mm-hmm. And that if you had a client who was unfortunately in that situation, he would have been
handled it beautifully,
been very compassionate and mm-hmm. handled it well. As someone who frequently travels on their anniversary solo, I can really appreciate that because every upgrade I've ever had at any nice resort or hotel has happened when I've been there by myself, and it is very awkward.
Yes.
We have done that.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
Well, I'm worried about that too because it was my anniversary last week and Lindsay and I are checking into the hotel. Yes, it's my anniversary.
Well,
21 years, but not with Lindsay.
No. Oh, so I have another question about, so you had cocktails and drinks mm-hmm. and without saying the other resort's name, I'm super partial to a particular resort's drinks and their beverage service and the bartender service. Can you give me kind of an example or an overview?
Well, and you know, I like my craft cocktails. I really do. And my COVID activity has been learning to make much better craft cocktails myself instead of just throwing some Jack and Diet Coke together. So I've been learning a lot about even just different kinds of gin and, you know, sort of I'm becoming a little bit more well-versed in booze. And so one of the things that they tell you for Preferred Club as an amenity is that you get upgraded alcohol. And I have been to other resorts where I did not really see that there was an upgrade in the Preferred Club. So I was really curious about this. So there is the general bar areas, the pool bars and everything, they're stocked with what you would typically find. Jack Daniels, your main like absolute vodkas and, you know, sort of your general, house brands.
Hey, Grey Goose.
Yeah. They might've had Grey Goose. I will admit I didn't spend a lot of time at pool bar because COVID. So, but the Preferred Club, has a bar and they told us as we came through the Preferred Club, this is going to have the best selection of alcohol. So I did take some pictures so that I could compare later. But when I went to the Preferred Club, the first night Chris was there, I ordered a gin and tonic. And he was like, what kind of gin do you want? And I looked up and they had Tanqueray 10. They had some nicer, it wasn't like top of the line, but it was nicer for sure. And they had some scotches that you did not see on the bar. Yes. So I did. Yeah. I felt like we were a step above house, and I asked him to make an old fashioned, which is not something that all inclusives really do. They're not really big on their like, bitters. It's mixology, just not usually. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
they're not like a craft bartender.
Exactly.
The corner.
Exactly. But he said, oh, I don't have bitters, but, I said, well, can you do a Manhattan then? And he's like, well, and Manhattan also uses bitters. So, I wasn't being very nice to him. He said, let me try something for the old fashioned. And he went and he got like a splash of orange juice and some sugar and like a sugar packet. And then I don't even remember which, bourbon he used. It might've been Jim Beam, but it ended up, it wasn't an old fashioned, but it was sort of, it was really close. I mean, yeah, it was
close.
It was really close. So
I really appreciate that level of effort mm-hmm. too, because it's for me. I know for a lot of people, if you don't drink, and if it's not something that adds anything, a compliment to your day to have a nice cocktail, it doesn't matter. But for somebody who enjoys a good glass of wine with your dinner, or who enjoys a good cocktail at a bar or at a lounge enjoying entertainment in the evening, the alcohol quality can make or break your resort mm-hmm. trip. And people don't think about that. They think like, oh, well, we're going to go with this resort. And
yeah,
sometimes it ends up not being
your favorite brand does have a better house wine. I mean, the house wine was passable.
Yeah. But, and my favorite brand also makes a mean Manhattan, but that's
okay. Yeah. So, and again, I think it does depend a little bit on the bartender. And he did indicate, he was like, I usually do have bitters, but he didn't have them then. So, you know, why I didn't, it wasn't that big of a concern. And again, he made a mean gin and tonic, so I can always sort of get by. Yeah, so I felt like the alcohol was good. I felt like the bartenders knew what they were doing. I didn't feel like they were sort of just slinging drinks to, you know, it wasn't like, you know, your mass market, all I'm churning out is vodka and Red Bull. It was, you know, they knew something about mixology, and I was super happy.
Yeah. That's great. Cause I mean, I used to bartend, and I hate when you go someplace and you're like, God, I just let me behind the bar.
Yeah.
Hand me the things and let me make my own. Thank
I did not feel that way at all. And they did in the Preferred Club Lounge. They got to know me, and, you know, without me saying much, because, you know, I'm an introvert, but they, you know, they remember, they were good bartenders, so I have no complaints at all. We enjoyed, and it was a nice quiet atmosphere, very low-key, so, and they had little hors d'oeuvres and, you know, sort of what you would expect in any sort of club lounge, little desserts, so it was a great place to go for a cocktail before we were to go eat. And the restaurants were open from 6 to 11, and we got there at 6 partially to ensure we could eat outside, that we would not have to wait for a table outside, that we would know that there was a table. Mm-hmm. So we were usually the first ones there. Again, we were the old people, you know, early bird special.
All that early bird special.
First plates at 5:30.
Yep. But, you know, when I arrived at 10 o'clock at night, that first night, the nightclub was, they had live music going on that sounded pretty good. I mean, I was just sort of passing through and I was super tired. I kind of wish I'd come out back out to see it, because that was the latest I stayed up on any given night at the resort, but I didn't really want, I mean, and it wasn't super crowded. People were sitting on chairs that were all the chairs had been spaced out. Every now and then somebody would drag chairs together, but the resort had done a good job of placement. That nightclub had like a billiard table in the middle of it. But it didn't, you know, at 10 o'clock at night, there were a few people sitting around, but I didn't see tons and tons of people. And again, the singer was good. I mean, you know, she was singing some Whitney Houston. Wasn't Whitney Houston, but, you know, she was good. I would have listened to her.
Was it kind of open air there, or was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. A lot of these rooms had, a lot of these buildings had sort of sliding windows that they could open all the way up, or they could close, and they were open pretty much all the time. So even when we ate, like when we ate at the steakhouse, we ate inside, but it was almost like a patio with like a low wall. It wasn't, I didn't feel like I was inside. I felt like I was on a porch, you know?
So not bad.
Yeah.
So how does it compare with other resorts you've experienced? Is this your first time going to Secret?
Yeah, it's my first time staying at an AM resort of any sort. I've toured them. I've toured Dreams. I've toured Secrets, but not this one. And if you remember, we had Chad on a few weeks ago to talk about AM resorts in general. And we talked about how the brand has certain things that you know, the restaurant names are all the same across the brand. And so you know what the Japanese restaurant is going to be called. You know what the Italian restaurant is going to be called. And incidentally, it's not. I mean, I think the French restaurant's called Bordeaux. The Italian restaurant is called something similarly, typically Italian, not Trattoria, but something like that. I mean, nothing was exotic or anything. Each one has its own personality. So, like, because I went through the hotel zone, I passed Secrets the Vine, which is basically a high rise. And it's a long, tall, narrow building. Well, this was more of a sprawling, like, you know, like the Hyatt Zivas that I've seen. And, you know, those sort of, even the Hard Rock, although it doesn't have a Hard Rock feel at all. But, you know, that sort of spread out lots of buildings or several buildings. I felt like it was very walkable, though. It wasn't so big. You know, I mentioned that the spa and the restaurants were in these little buildings, and then the lobby was in another building, but they had golf cart shuttles for those. So you could walk up there, but it was kind of uphill for some reason. And then you could also take the golf cart over to the Dreams Resort if you wanted to do that. And I actually wish that I had, because in Preferred Club, you can use the Preferred Club facilities over at Dreams as well. And their Preferred Club pool, there was no Preferred Club pool at Secrets, but at Dreams they have one, and it has a lazy river.
I'm surprised you didn't. That was going to be my next question.
We just had such a short trip. And honestly, Chris was like, he's like, I don't know if there's any shade over there. I'd rather just be where, because it was hot. It was hot. So he didn't want to get all the way over there and find out there was no shade for him to sit under. Yeah.
Do you think you would have, like you said, the Bally Beds were for the Preferred Club. Were they easy to come by?
Yeah. So the Bally Beds that are on the beach are for Preferred Club, and there's a concierge for them. So you have to sign in and give your room number, and he assigns you to one. And it's first come, first serve. So there's like three rows of them. We sort of dilly-dallied over breakfast. So we got there, we got one of them on the second row. So we didn't have like an obstruction in front of us, but it was still very nice. There are Bally Beds around the pool, a few of them. The ones that are set back from the pool and kind of out of the way are all first come, first serve. No restrictions on them at all. There's six that are on the infinity pool ledge, so that basically behind you, you have the infinity pool. In front of you, you have the ocean. Those are premium, and the rate for them, we considered getting one on our anniversary, but we didn't. You can sort of choose the level of service you want. So minimum service, I think, is you get a bottle of champagne, and then there's, you know, full lunch service or whatever. And I didn't really ask the price ranges, but he basically said it varies depending on what you want for the day, you know, what level you want. So, and like Friday, there was nobody in them. Saturday, they were all full. So it's good to sort of try to reserve that the day before if you can.
So if you, the one you did where it was, you know, included in your mm-hmm. category, did you have like, I'm assuming the waiter would come and bring.
There was beach bar service. Yeah, we didn't have to get up. We never had to get up. We could have sat there all day if we wanted to. We just, you know, being old, we can't sit all day. We have to move around a little bit or else the bones like freeze up we can't stand up. Yeah, every now and then. Exactly. We did because the food was good. We wanted to go sit in the restaurants. There, the food that they would bring you if you ordered poolside, burgers, fries, tacos, not their best selection. It was more the fast food. So we wanted to go sit down. And I mean, I had some delicious. I thought of Lindsay actually. She would have loved these. They were pork. What's the? Oh my gosh, pork belly tacos.
Pork belly tacos.
So good. Oh. So good. So good.
That's how that wins my heart. If a resort has really good food and great alcohol near the pool.
Yeah. I was, and you know, you didn't have to go up to the bar. There was pool service as well. So we did not have to get up to get my morning pina colada. It came to me. But I did go to this. I love a pool bar. They're my favorite. And of course, in COVID, you got to be really careful. They do have some plastic, you know, like a separator up, but they don't have it around the whole bar. And so everybody was like actually going up to the bar to order where there wasn't any plastic. And I was like, that sort of defeats the purpose. But I did. I got a couple of drinks from the pool bar, but I could usually find an opening where nobody was sitting there. I'd go up, get it, and then I'd leave. And then people would come up, you know, after me. But I didn't go up there when there were other people.
I love a swim up pool bar. I do like that. So was this resort limiting capacity in like mm-hmm. the last?
Yeah. Yeah. There's somewhere between 30 and 40%, I think.
No. I mean, not just in the resort, but when we were in couples, they had like only six people could be in this pool area. Or, like they had
no
numbers on each of us.
If they had a number, we never hit it. Like it never came up. And honestly, it's so exciting. Once again, the volleyball game, which obviously really skeeved me out. I think they all knew each other. I don't think that was a bunch of strangers. You know, normally when you go to an all-inclusive, everybody's like, hey, let's, they string up the volleyball net. And I suspect that those people knew each other. I could be wrong. I could just be.
I mean, it sounds like a big wedding.
Yeah, there was a big wedding there, but I don't know who was in the wedding. The main reason I saw the wedding is it was set up. The reception was set up below our balcony, so I literally leaned over the balcony. I could count the tables, and I saw. I went and tried to sneak a couple pictures before it started, and a couple of the grandmothers, I would guess, were there, and they had full PPE on, so they were pretty. I mean, you know. Again, travel right now is what you make it, and you just have to be ready to make some choices about how safe you're going to be. And not everybody's going to make the same choice you do. But we exactly. felt, you know, Chris and I agreed that the times we felt the least comfortable were in the airport. That was where, you know, Margaritaville, that Margaritaville in the Cancun airport was packed. And all the tables are exactly as they usually are, right next to each other. And we were like, no, thank you. So he went and got sandwiches from Wolfgang Puck, which incidentally is 800 times better. We both had the best sandwiches we'd had in a long time at that takeaway. And we ate them at our seats in the, you know, at the gate.
Yeah, I mean, I was at a local restaurant / bar just this week, and when I walked in, people were sitting at the bar, and it surprised me. So, you know, I think that's going to come to an end with our new.
And meanwhile, we're in a timeout, and there are no restaurants you can go into.
No, we had a whole slew of new things come up today that, yeah. They're trying to scale that back. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, it is. It sounds like you guys were able to find your comfort zone by and we're easily able to avoid the crowds, which is good.
Yep. And there were things like the pool chairs that are actually in the water. I love those because I sit and read on my Kindle. They're all in groups of like eight. And so we just, you know, this trip, I don't get one of those pool chairs. I'm not going to sit there and risk somebody sitting right next to me. It just wasn't worth it to me. There were plenty of people sitting there. You know, that it's each individual's preference, but we know how to.
And I've gotten very used to wearing a mask. Like, I could sit in a pool and wear a mask if I was sitting in a pool chair reading. That wouldn't really bother me.
Yeah. But and I will say this was one of the best vacations I've had in a long time. And I think it's because I needed it so badly. You know, you always say you need a vacation, but, you know, have your business go into the toilet through no fault of your own, and then and be locked in your house for 8 months. Suddenly, you really need a vacation. So it was really nice I was really able to appreciate it and maximize it. Again, falling asleep at 7:30. You can make fun of me if you want to, Lindsay, but one day.
I woke up from my nap. I woke up from a nap on Saturday at 4:50 in the afternoon and went, is it too early to go to bed? Is it got something to drink, something to eat? And then I was ready to go to bed. So I'm not making fun of you.
And I did not take a nap, which is unusual. Usually on vacation, I do take a nap. So I think that's part of the reason I went to bed early is because I wasn't napping and I was in the sun all day. I got a lot of sun too. I had a little bit of a sunburn but it wasn't, I mean, I have no regrets. It was, and back to the brand secrets, I'm really excited to try some of the others. I will say it's not the same all the way across the brand. Each one has its own personality. And even based on location, they can really vary. And Chad talked about that on another episode. This is, I think, one of Secret's best properties. And it's on a beautiful beach. I mean, it just sort of has everything that you could sort of want from a property like that. The rooms are very spacious. You know, the two tubs, really nice desk area. They have tablets that control everything. So you can actually order your room service through a tablet. It's all, and everything sanitized when you go in. And the amenities, Sandy, you would have so many amenities to steal. They were gorgeous. I mean, there was shampoo conditioner combo, but they had mosquito repellent. They had hand sanitizer. They had a vanity kit, and I'm like,
that's razor. Not stealing, Elizabeth.
Don't be so sensitive.
They're not going to like reuse it.
Well, in the time of COVID, they can't. I mean,
yes, and they do come. Everything was individually wrapped. I mean, I just felt like it was all very well presented. At meals, the silverware that was wrapped in a napkin was also tucked into a fabric bag. And so the server never touched your silver. Like, he didn't touch your napkin. He would empty, or she would empty the little bag onto your table. So, the you know, it hadn't been touched by anybody since they stuffed it into the bag. So
I have to ask, like, were all the employees obviously were wearing face masks, correct?
Some
were
of them double masks.
Did they change their masks throughout the day?
I can't tell you that because they have branded masks. So if they did, it looked exactly like the last mask they were wearing. So I can't be sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't be sure. I mean, I would think they did because it was hot. Those got to get kind of stinky and unpleasant. So I should imagine that they do, but I have no proof of that. Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Donna, Lindsay, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.